The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, before you get into the show, which I know you're super excited to hear because every fucking show of Thinking Outside the Long Box is amazing, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, and now Christine. Thank you so much for being a part of this show by donating to us on Patreon. If you too would like to support this show and keep it going every other week after every other week, then you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB where you can get your choice of all sorts of cool bonus videos and awesome prizes like hats and t-shirts, original sketches. I don't know if you guys follow Tim Husky's artwork on Instagram, but one of those original sketches got colored and it was fucking amazing. So join us today at patreon.com/TOTLB. And to those of you who are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than our own assholes.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Husky. This is going to be a little segment of me and Doyle doing a bunch of interviews for the Action Comics 1000 release at John Shop Hall of Justice Comics in Parker, Colorado. We have no idea what kind of quality this is going to sound like, or the quality of the interviews in general, but I hope you guys like. There's going to be some funny shit in here. Come talk to us about this weird Action Comics 1K thing.
We're going to interview people real really nice, like, no curse words.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Hello.
This is John speaking.
And I'm back.
And then we're going to leave him right now.
Yeah. Bye.
Doyle's got this long.
My cord is much longer than Tim's cord, obviously.
It's because he's brown.
Yeah.
You know what they say about white people?
Like, they have better credit. Oh, let's kind of meander through the covers slightly as the space is open. But
God, oh, man, dude. You're in the way so much.
You're here to buy things. Ignore us. Sorry, can I tell you you're an actual Superman fan? You got the shirt on. You're at Action Comics 1000 release at midnight.
I'm less of a Superman fan and just happen
what?
To have a Superman shirt.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that.
I appreciate the Justice League.
And okay. He happens to be a part of that league.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a little blank slatey for me.
All right.
But that's right. Not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
I like
not at all. Are you picking up Action Comics 1000 tonight or no?
We will be getting one copy for our
okay. Consult. It makes sense.
So.
All righty. Well, it was good talking to you. We're from Thinking Outside the Long Box, just taking a walk around, asking people about Superman.
Right on.
Have a good night.
Yep, you too.
I like that cover a lot, though. The 1950s Dave Gibbons cover.
Doyle, what's your favorite Superman power?
Superman power?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you want, like, absurdity or like...
Yeah, I want, like, the most...
The normal power?
Either or.
I like this flying around the Earth so fast that he can spin it backwards and, like, you know, reverse time. That's pretty awesome.
I think my favorite.
As opposed to just murdering everyone on the planet, sending them off into space.
Right. Injustice, just lobotomizing everyone at will.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's totally capable of that.
Right.
It's quite awesome.
I think I'm partial to the Superman power where he shoots smaller Supermen out of his fingers or eyes, whatever the hell.
I have not seen that. What's that from?
That was like some way early, like, 40s, 50s Superman shit. Where he literally Damn. Shoots, like, smaller Supermen out of himself.
They should not have taken that away from Superman.
So, Jesus, looks like we're almost out of all of them already. So, we got the Jim Lee's still up. The next two are out. The 1950s Dave Gibbons is still here.
Jim Steranko.
I like that.
Totally gone.
Yeah, Steranko gone. Middleton's still here.
Yeah, Middleton's a little
eh.
Screw you, Middleton.
I would have rather seen, like, that same art, but with Alex Ross.
I can agree with that. I think he would have portrayed that style so much better.
I'm a little bummed that Alex Ross actually doesn't have a variant for this, just because his Superman looks so fucking good. Well, really,
not
all,
to mention
all of his DC
wrote,
characters look so fucking good.
Not to
good.
Mention he's like the artist of one of the best Superman stories ever.
Yeah, that too.
So I don't know why he's not up here.
Right.
Kingdom Come. Friday's edition of Floppy Copy.
I like how the 1990s
will come out after Friday.
Is straight up a 1990s cover with like...
Oh, yeah. No, the 1990s cover is freaking perfect.
Like, why are there bullet holes everywhere? Why isn't, like...
Jurgens, you did a great job.
With that many bullet holes, I feel like What's-Her-Fuck should definitely be dead or, like, bleeding out.
Lois Lane?
Lois Lane.
I assume it's Lois Lane.
Yeah, whoever. It doesn't matter.
I like how his clothes also are super.
Superman's bitch.
Like, I understand the super suit and why that doesn't get damaged by bullets, but like the Wrangler jeans, those are not really bulletproof usually.
And like the hipster, like, you know, sport coat with with white shirt and
totally
tie.
Fine.
Superman's basically a hipster.
Those are skinny jeans for sure.
Those are definitely skinny jeans.
I think I like the 1950s cover of the ones I'm seeing.
I really do.
I don't.
Glasses. Like, he had the hipster glasses.
Absolutely.
Like, before there were even hipsters.
He didn't need them so much. He could, like, literally shoot lasers out of his eyes, but he wore glasses anyway.
That's right.
I really do love that. I mean, we're going to 80 years of Superman, and, like, never once have they tried to give him even a semblance of a false identity that would fool anyone. They just keep riding it. It's like, nah, the glasses will do it. Totally. Like still, no matter what I wear, it's going to be me.
Holy shit. Yeah. Are you Superman?
Took off my glasses, people. So you know. Hey, Dom.
He's working.
Evidently, mine and Tim's favorite cover, least favorite.
Apparently.
It seems to be.
I mean, there seems to be a couple of Middletons.
Actually, the main cover seems to be the least. Well, I bet they ordered more of those, I bet.
Probably. I don't know. I ordered like 6 blanks from John because I knew those were going to go quick.
I got one.
Talk about Superman.
You work at this comic book store that we're at right now.
Yeah.
Rob a rainbow color like Thanos.
Oh, so.
With like little jewels all over it?
Yeah, run the jewels, baby.
Maybe purple like Galactic.
Pro-LGBT community Superman.
I'm trying to go that way.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I look at Husky's ass all the time, so. Fuck you, Juan. Hope you got that.
I didn't say that, Juan. Have you read the comic yet?
No, I have not. No, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I understand
Superman.
That.
I read him in Justice League, but I've never
second
read
person to say that. Evidently, so. Justice League far more popular than Superman.
Well, it's the whole team.
I don't think so.
This is the second person in a row who said that exact same thing.
I think the pull for Superman is bigger than Justice League.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cover of the available covers?
Was the 30s.
The 30s? We don't have any more of those to look at.
No, we ran out of those. We almost ran out of everything.
I had a couple in my pool, so we'll check those ones out later.
I can't remember who does that. That was my favorite. You're trying to put that in my face?
I'm not a fan of the Starenko one, really. Surprised that it was gone.
You're not a fan of Starenko?
Yeah. I'm a fan of him. I'm not a fan of that cover so much.
I was expecting more.
Yeah. That cover just seems really meh to me.
It's kind of a really weird pose. I don't understand what he's trying to do with the American
flag. We've both decided that we like the Gibbons. Because he's fighting little Martians, and that's funny to me.
Like to begin with, but in person, they're a lot
It
better.
Grows on me.
Yeah. I really like this one, this Jurgens one.
We both also like the 90s cover, yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, what the hell do these look like?
All red is the 30s, 40s, and 60s.
Stranko.
Stranko.
It's returned already?
It's already returned, the Stranko.
Somebody read it, they're
that's
like,
not Stranko
this
enough
sucks.
For me. It's not Stranko enough. All right.
All righty.
I got to get back up front.
We'll let you go.
Yeah, baby.
I love you, Juan, but I fucking hate you.
He loves you, buddy. Hates you.
That was dumb. Working in a comic book store doesn't like Superman. That's
right. Do you want to talk about Superman?
Yeah, you are holding Superman comics.
Yeah.
Perhaps you do like them.
So tell us why you're excited for this issue.
It's first off, I'm not the biggest Superman fan, but I respect him for what he represents in a lot of ways. He was the first. He kicked off the whole series, even though the trunks look funny. But it's basically a piece of history because it's. The longest-running continuous series, you know, Action Comics, is probably the longest linear of all of them. I can't remember a time when it was canceled. So, you know, it's just really a piece of history than anything else.
Sure. I can understand that. Yeah, we got Detective Comics right behind it. Should hit 1,000 probably next year.
Oh, I love Detective. I love Batman. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's how I say Batman's probably the... I think Superman's probably the most recognizable superhero, but Batman might be the most popular.
Yeah. The problem with the 90s cover is he's missing his mullet. Do you remember that face?
His what?
His mullet. He used to wear a mullet in the
90s. That is true. He did have somewhat of a mullet in the
90s. Oh my God.
Can you cut Superman's hair? Does he have to cut it himself, like with a mirror and lasers?
Yeah, I think that's how he shaves. He has to use lasers.
Yeah.
At least that's how Dean Cain did it.
Let's not talk about Dean Cain. Dean Cain.
Our animated
how dare
series.
You? That's cool. Are you excited about any particular cover?
I like the Batman 45 color, but the...
do you actually have the covers that are missing so we can check them out?
I have the 1930s one, actually.
Where's that one? The 30s one is actually pretty dope. Smash the Axis, buy war bonds and stamps. I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You look back at the time of all the... they have the used comics a lot as war propaganda during...
If you go back, especially in the Golden Age,
it was
everybody was fighting Nazis.
It was hysterical.
It was
I love Mickey Mouse. They did...
That's a 30s. The 30s comic's super nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's being shot by a tank.
Well, the symbol's
doesn't
a little
give
off.
A crap. It's pretty close to the 30s symbol. Up here in the upper left-hand corner, you have a better representation of it. But
yeah. Actually, wasn't it more rounded? Or am I?
Yeah, it's closer to that.
Yeah.
But it still looks pretty good.
That's funny. I think that's a lot more closer because he couldn't fly in the beginning. He could only jump.
That's true. I'm not sure at what point he gained the ability to fly.
I think they stole it off of Namor, probably, because Namor was the first to fly.
That's right, John. Namor. John doesn't like Namor. He's an Aquaman fan, but we can forgive him.
It's probably that his tiny little trunks that makes everyone uncomfortable.
Yes.
Looks like a male
Preach
stripper.
It. Preach it.
So what happened? So you're not a big Superman fan, but have you read many Superman stories?
Kind of. I was. I liked him a bit more in the Injustice series. I played the games
okay.
a lot.
Yeah, me too. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I love the newest one that came out about all the DLCs and stuff.
Me too.
I
way too expensive for a video game, but yeah. Still fun.
I think I like the different takes. Like one of my favorites was Superman Red Sun.
Sure.
The alternate one, and it showed. I think the thing with a lot of stories is it fleshes him out a lot more. Like Injustice showed how, you know, any man could be broken and go down a dark path, no matter
definitely,
how
definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Explored that what-if side of Superman.
Yeah.
So do you listen to the Thinking Outside the Long Box at all podcast?
No, I only listen to Joe Rogan's.
I also listen to Joe Rogan's. But knowing that you listen to Joe Rogan's, you can definitely handle the content of our podcast. Yeah. Well, it's not really our podcast, but the bitches who podcast it is aren't here because they're sleeping. You should check us out. I actually just reviewed Superman Red Sun on Monday on our website. You can win a special hand-drawn by this dude. He's a really good artist. Yeah, blank cover of Action Comics 1000 if you go check it out.
I hope it's not like something I'd find at my school.
No.
Oh, thank God.
He's way better than that.
Good.
Probably. I don't know where you go to school. You could go to amazing school for all I know.
Yeah, if you go to like an art school, it's probably not going
to
be.
I know. I go to a terrible public school.
No. It'll be good.
Thank God.
Well, anyways, what was your name, man?
Alex.
Alex, thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Hard to shake hands when you have your hands full.
Take that.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking with us, brother.
We will find someone who is a Superman fan.
Are there any Superman fans here that aren't just looking for issue of Action 1K?
Superman, but I'm mainly just getting it because it's like 80 years.
Iconic. I understand
it's
it.
Iconic, so
no, there's
like,
nothing wrong with
like
that.
Yeah. Like
did you actually turn it on again?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on. Oh, you know I know how to turn it on. It's
like so
he's trying to make his dad come. Let's talk to, let's move up. There's people in capes and shirts up here.
This guy actually has an Action Comics shirt.
I'm actually bullshitting you.
Podcast.
We do this.
I'll interview from back there. You
just
interview from
hang
up there.
Around back there. Hey, you guys want to talk about this comic book?
I don't want to go through there.
I like comics. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I like the pictures. They're pretty.
Do you?
Yeah. And
it's
some.
Hot.
And so. Oh yeah. Very hot. It's very hot. Very sexy. Very, very, very hot and sexy.
So good right now.
You're like, who am I interviewing? There's something wrong with this guy.
Frosty, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Frosty Smith is far too cool. I'm Enos Schickelgruber. Go ahead and...
Enos Schickelgruber?
Schickelgruber.
Schickelgruber.
Schickelgruber. Enos.
Fucking Christ.
Can you make sure that it's spelled correctly?
We're going to try.
In
we'll try
credits.
And find you on Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media outlets.
I wouldn't look at me at Instagram. That's not
At Schickelgruber, I assume.
Big Schickel.
Right.
BigSchickel.com.
So you're obviously a DC fan. Why don't you talk to me about that?
DC? Yeah, I like DC because it's easy to spell. It's just a D and then a C, so you can remember it easily.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's good and it smells good. And that's what's important. It smells good. It's
yeah.
I like it.
That's great.
It is great. It is really really great, and it's great to be great because that's great.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's
oh my God, we're fucking done here. Fuck you, Frosty.
All right.
Yeah, that was super usable.
Yeah, dude, look at me. There's no way I'm getting through there.
Right?
I'm chubby as fuck.
Because you're a low-key Superman fan.
I am a low-key.
I could tell that you like Superman to some degree.
I do, yeah.
Because you're bashfully silent, which is a dead giveaway that you're actually here for a reason.
I also am a Superman fan, so it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I'm not ashamed.
I'm just joking.
Tired. Had a long drive here.
I can understand. I came from Greeley. Super far.
Oh, that's further. Came from Broomfield.
Nearly died twice on the road.
So let me ask you, what's your favorite Superman power? Out of, like, all the most ridiculous to, like, the most practical modern Superman powers?
I gotta go with just flying. Yeah. That's a good one. It's kind of basic, simple, practical.
Now, do you like actual flying or leaping tall buildings in a single bound, classic Superman?
I'd have to go with actual flying.
Actual flying, that's where it's at.
Yeah, jumping high is kind of just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Although it makes way more sense.
True, true. You don't read Superman comics to make complete sense.
No, you don't.
No,
you really don't.
No, absolutely not. Especially when he can, like I said, one of my favorite powers is when he was able to shoot smaller Supermen out of him.
So
I just can't remember if it was out of his eyes or out of his hands.
We're here representing Thinking Outside
fingers?
The Long Box comic, or it's kind of a comic, more pop culture, more just whatever the hell we feel like talking about podcast. But we're trying to introduce people a little bit to Superman tonight. What would you say would be your favorite Superman story of all time?
All time? If I only had to pick All-Star Superman's probably, like, just on the whole.
Just the run?
The whole run. The 12 issues.
It is actually really good.
Yeah. Or Action 775, which is the...
I've read since 400, but I don't know them. Evidently, it's key to that. So which one is that specifically?
That's the... What's so funny about Truth, Justice, and the American Way?
Okay.
He fights the elite, Manchester Black.
Nice. Yeah,
it is a good comic.
That is a pretty classic one.
Okay. Well, what was your name, man?
Carlo.
Carlo?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming out tonight, brother.
Sub. Take a look on Facebook, if not. But thank you.
You want to talk to us about it?
Significantly.
Your weird addiction to this character that's not going anywhere. I think his name is Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit. Tell us about it, man.
Oh, this is the first appearance of the Toy Man, Action Comics number 64.
That's nice. So you're definitely a collector of the golden era of Action Comics then.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, amongst others.
So that's not a
I got this one magazine-sized top loader because the actions back then were a little bit larger than the other Golden Age magazines, so they won't fit in a regular Golden Age-sized book.
Really cut down to the six and whatever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So what you guys just talking to people out here tonight about?
Yeah, we're thinking outside the Long Box comic podcast, cultural podcast. I've messed it up twice in a row. We're a pop culture podcast that talks about comics. Just here to talk to people what they love or what they don't love about Superman so far, more than what they do love, surprisingly.
Yeah, I would like to see a little more war covers. Yeah, you know.
10, not enough.
Yeah, you can't knock the... You can't knock the any of his covers, but I like the, you know, big Marvel fan. I'm, I always like to see more as many cool war covers as possible.
Sure,
because you know that was really relevant at the time.
Yeah, the 30s cover is super sweet,
and you know, super dramatic at the time. It was what was relevant, and you know, if nothing else, that's what was selling books.
So, out of all of the artists that were chosen by DC to do all of the different variants, which one did you like the most? 1930s, then, because you even grabbed his post-it note.
Yeah, Steve Rudy.
It's a dope cover.
It is.
I just saw somebody walk around with it.
I think I picked that one up.
Bastard. It's fine, I forgive you.
It is a super sweet cover, if anyone gets a chance to look at it. Superman's getting shot by a tank, doesn't seem to care at all.
There's enough for everyone, though. Oh, yeah. Enough to go around.
And if not, you can find it later on various websites.
Of course.
Or you could just come to Hall of Justice Comics in Parker.
Yeah, there's still a few sitting around.
They might have a copy.
They might.
What's so, you know, obviously you are a collector. What's your favorite Superman story, would you say? Doesn't have to be in the Action Comics vein, but...
Oh, probably the whole Doomsday event.
Mm-hmm. So the whole death of Superman then.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. That was probably...
That was definitely a huge event. When I was growing up, that was like... The thing.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
I think the first Batman movie coming out and then that were like the things I remember from my childhood comic book related.
Yeah, absolutely. A buddy of mine right here, we were just talking about that, how epic the, you know, the first Batman movie in the DC and all that. But yeah.
That ruled my world, I remember, for quite some time.
Michael Keaton, man.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. I still
watch it probably once a year. It's still super good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Only once?
The ridiculously long handgun.
Yeah, definitely ages well.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Where does he get those fantastic toys? I'm probably misquoting that. Something to that effect, though. It's a beautiful scene.
Yeah.
That movie's good.
I think Detective Comics turned 1,000 next year, I believe.
We're getting close. Real close. That's the number on the shelf there.
Yeah, I think John was telling me one of the other major DC titles turns 1,000 next year, roughly the same time, too, right about now next year.
977.
Yeah,
that'll be
so
next
it's
year.
Definitely going to be Detective.
Right around this time next year, actually.
That's nuts.
As if they planned it.
However, Detective Comics came out almost 2 years before Action Comics number one came out. Right. Although the only reason Action got ahead of them is because they were doing a weekly thing there for quite a while in the 80s.
It was like kind of a hiatus almost for it, yeah.
And they do all these other stories in there, and it wasn't really all about just Superman.
One last question, not Superman related. Namor or Aquaman? Go.
What's that?
Namor or Aquaman?
Namor.
Oh, screw you, John.
That's two. Two and oh. Two and oh, Namor.
First one prompted. Second one prompted. First one not prompted.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Man, thanks for talking with us, brother.
Hey, absolutely, guys. I'll have to check it out more. I definitely like to see what you guys do.
Check us out on Facebook, Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Yep.
What was your name, brother?
My name's Blaine.
Right on, bro. Thanks for talking with us, Blaine.
And we're back.
All right.
Let's start out with your name. I don't think we've done that correctly yet in any of our interviewing attempts.
My name is AC Canales. I sometimes draw stuff. I sometimes draw stuff with Tim Husky, also known as Dr. Husko in the right circles.
Yeah. I would go to you for no medical advice ever.
Don't.
All right. Possible. So you're here tonight at the midnight release of Action Comics 1000.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Far, we've not really run into very many actual Superman fans. It's kind of weird.
That is sad.
How do you feel personally about Superman?
The first superhero could have been Spider-Man, could have been the Hulk, could have been anyone. But the first superhero was a man who represented what is best in all of us. Dreamed up by immigrants, made as an immigrant, represents the American dream. He came here and bettered the place that he was in. He's a god. He could do anything that he wants, but he goes to work and has a job and has a normal wife because he wants to be with people, because he cares about human beings and he cares about the human experience. That is something that the ability to have the power of a hurricane and the gentleness of a breeze is something you don't find. People who have power abuse power. People who have power use it for their own benefit. This is a person that is an ideal and an example. A lot of other superheroes are maybe more relatable. Superman, I relate to as if he were a good father. He's the kind of dad you wish you had. Someone who's firm but caring, who knows enough about the world that he could be afraid of it and he could pass it on to you, but instead would pass on the best parts of it and help you to become strong enough to handle any challenge. This is why I like Superman.
Yeah, you could probably put that on the website for DC. It's pretty good. Now, that pretty much sums up the character, I think, in general. It's just this idyllic figure that the only person that doesn't put him on the pedestal is himself, type of a deal. And you don't really get that. You're right. You don't really get that in comics. In Marvel, you get a lot of, like, the human side of a superhero, but they're never... It's not that, what you just said about Superman. It's more of they got shitty problems, and sometimes that explodes on other people, and that's how we see their humanity. But with Superman, you do get to see his humanity because of how distant he is, but how relatable he makes himself. So that is, I could definitely see what you're saying there.
Yeah, I agree with that. He makes himself relatable. He chooses that. He doesn't fly above people like a god. He flies above people to help them. More of a guardian angel than a god.
For sure. I think I was, I can't remember the exact issue, but I was reviewing a three-part series in Trinity a while back where one of the issues talks specifically about that he walks around every day having to pull everything that he has back because he could, you know, break doors instantaneously or destroy people just for breathing on him incorrectly. And that's always on his mind.
Yeah, there's a quote in one of the Justice League cartoons. It might have even been the Superman cartoon where he says, "I live in a world made out of cardboard and I rarely get to cut loose." It was right before he fought Darkseid.
That's crazy, yeah.
Right before he was able to unload on Darkseid. So he saved it up till then. Superman is something to aspire to. He's not necessarily like, you know, your buddies. He's like what you want to be, what you and your buddies want to be when you grow up. There is a, I don't know, people say that like, oh, he seems boring or he's too powerful. This is baloney. I mean, there are plenty of figures that can give him a run for his money. And if not, you can always invent them, just like with Doomsday. Thing about high levels of power is that his challenge is not physical. His amazing feats are physical. His challenge is moral and ethical. How do you make the best choice when you have that kind of power? How do you not go in to a country run by a dictator and overthrow every place like that in the world and rise its people up and help them to become a new society? Once you start doing that, you're not holding their hand, you're carrying them. And he doesn't do that.
Sure, no, I agree. That's definitely a huge issue. I mean, that's kind of a huge point in Superman's history, pretty much. Him abstaining from what he could do and, you know, running the track that he should run instead, type of a deal. Not just taking all... occasionally, they do write that story where he's like, get rid of all the nukes or whatever. But they typically stick away from that, where he's more of a... he's more there when we call for him or when we absolutely need him, as opposed to there to tell us what we need and enforce it by might type of deal.
Yeah, he doesn't enforce anything. He just kind of glides in there, keeps you from falling off a building, waves as he leaves, and you know, saves a cat on his way out.
That's true. So real quick, one last question, just because hopefully someone who listens to this interview maybe can take your suggestion and go back in history and find a cool Superman story of their own. But what do you think would be your favorite Superman story? Now, it doesn't have to be an action comic story, but a favorite Superman story of all time.
It is actually an action comic story. There is a period of time when Magog came back with a revenge plot to kill Superman. He sent Doomsday after him, and he brought 300 versions of himself from 5 minutes apart in time so that he could kill Superman. And in this story, he was finally able to enact his revenge. He felt that Superman failed him when Doomsday first appeared because his parents were killed by Doomsday and Superman wasn't there to stop him. Superman was occupied at the time. And so Magog puts him in a similar situation, a no-win situation. He says, I've sent versions of myself to go kill your parents and your wife at the Kent farm. Meanwhile, you're fighting Doomsday here and I'm going to kill him too because he killed my parents. Superman's choice was to continue fighting Doomsday where he was and not leave to go save his family. When Magog asked him about this later, he said, if I stop what I'm doing because I think someone doesn't deserve my help to go somewhere else, I'll never stop. I'll never actually help anyone. So I have to do what's in front of me here and now. And this is a depowered, dying Superman, the ultimate revenge by Magog, who at the end of the story undid the timeline that he just created, becoming himself a better man because of having encountered Superman.
It's actually a really cool story. How old is that? I haven't read that for a long time, but I'd completely forgot about that story until you just mentioned it.
Early 2000s. I really wish I could remember the number. I think it's in the
800s. I think I'll find it later and we'll try to put it in there in the show notes.
The art was fantastic as well.
I thought it was earlier than that, but it was just early 2000s. Okay, yeah, it could definitely could be. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that early 2000s is, like, a long time ago.
What I can tell you, it is right around the time of the first appearance of Killer Frost in action.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I got, like, issue 400 till current in my brain of Action Comics, and they scatter around.
But I don't know. That story resonates with me because Superman was powerless. He was powerless. Yeah. All of that strength, and he couldn't muscle his way through a problem. He just had to be the best person he could be.
Definitely. No, that's a really good choice, actually. Well, thanks a lot for spending some time with us.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed Tim and Doyle doing a little man on the street stuff with the Action Comics 1000 release. Yeah, man. Large man.
Large men. Large men. I don't know where that came from with my voice. Oh, God.
How is it that you call me over to do the outro and you still manage to, like, go off the fucking rails?
That's okay. That's how every outro goes.
If you want to talk to us about Action Comics 1000 or anything relating to the interviews that they did, which hopefully aren't a total shit show like they've implied.
I can guarantee you one of them is absolutely a shit show.
You can visit us at www.totlb.com. You can find us on facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox, Twitter, or Instagram at @outsidelongbox, or you can give us a call on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline at 970-573-6148. Just a reminder, Superman sucks.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.